There are more than 90,000 people hospitalized with COVID-19 right now in the U.S. 90,000. That's the highest number since the pandemic's peak in January. Yes, it's driven by the highly contagious Delta variant. Also, the fact that still only about 62% of people 12 and older in the U.S. are fully vaccinated. This is not the fall everyone hoped for. So let's get a report card and a look ahead from Dr. Peter Hotez, co-director of the Center for Vaccine Development at Texas Children's Hospital. He's here by Skype. Doctor, welcome back.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So the infection rate up 316% compared to last Labor Day. That's according to Johns Hopkins. We know it's especially bad in the South, Florida, Mississippi, Alabama. But why? You know, Florida has many people vaccinated. It's 11th in the country. That's not terrible. Yet it had cases soaring for a while. It also has a governor who banned mask mandates. So how much of this surge is people out without masks or in crowds?
Yeah, it's a huge component of it. Remember, you know, we're all kind of high-fiving ourselves that we've given 170 million Americans have been vaccinated. But, you know, that's just slightly over half the U.S. population. And when you've got the Delta variant, and that's about, you know, the roughly the percentage in Florida. So you're right. It's not the worst in terms of vaccination, but it's still not adequate. I mean, when we have something like the Delta variant with such a high reproductive number, it's much more transmissible than any other COVID-19 variant we've seen before. What it means is it ups the ante in terms of what you've got to do to vaccinate your way out of it. And unless you have all the adults and adolescents vaccinated, which you might say is that's not possible. Well, actually, where you are in Massachusetts, it's not too far off. So that protects you and insulates you against this variant. And unfortunately, now what you're seeing is, like we've always seen, this virus moves in waves, and the wave is starting maybe to subside a little bit now in Florida and some of the southern states. But guess what? Now it's moving into Ohio and West Virginia and even parts of Pennsylvania and then out in the Mountain West as well. So this is going to be the fifth potential wave that we might see.
Tell us more about that. What are you seeing this fall?
What I see is a movable feast in the negative sense that that you will see this wave subside somewhat in the South, though it will still continue very much like it is in the UK, where it never really went down. It just kind of plateaus at a certain level. But then you're going to see pickup in other unvaccinated parts of the country. And I think as we, you know, move further into 2021, what you might see is, except for the New England states, some of the Mid-Atlantic states, maybe Minnesota, Michigan, and then a couple of the western states, we're going to see this, the whole country again get infected, because at the end of the day, we did a pretty poor job vaccinating the country.
Well, you know, so many people aren't vaccinated, and now there's talk of a booster shot because of a need to boost immunity. Now, David Leonhardt wrote a pretty provocative piece in the New York Times last week, quoting researchers who questioned data from Israel, which led to concerns about vaccines losing their effectiveness over time. You know, people losing the antibodies that a vaccine provides. And that's the reason that there's a call now for these booster shots. But Leonhardt said some researchers say this immunity loss isn't as acute as we think. The data was flawed. That maybe it is more people just, you know, going out and being without masks. And, you know, it has nothing to do with the reduction in the immunity. And maybe those booster shots should go to countries that are looking for their first shot. What's your thought on all of this?
Well, I'll park the global equity issue for a minute because that's a larger discussion. But, you know, when those vaccines were rolled out, the Pfizer, BioNTech, and the Moderna vaccine, when you gave those two doses, first two doses so close together, we had to do it, right? Because we had to fully vaccinate the healthcare providers. We had to fully vaccinate the nursing home residents because the loss of life was just catastrophic. And I supported that decision. But by doing that, you almost guaranteed that this was going to be a three-dose vaccine if it behaved like the other. So what do we do for most of our childhood vaccines? We do what's called a primary immunization. We give rapid succession of immunizations. Then we wait 6 months for a year, and then we give a boost. So I just assumed that that's what we were doing. And I, been saying all along this is going to be a three-dose vaccine for the mRNAs and a two-dose for the J&J. So it wouldn't surprise me that immunity is starting to wane. You know, we don't do a great job monitoring it in the U.S., but for the Pfizer-BioNTech, which is in Israel, you know, they've shown it goes from 90% to 40 to 50%. I think where you're getting the somewhat vigorous discussion in the scientific community is that there are those who saying, well, just reduction in breakthrough, increase in breakthrough cases is not sufficient if they're mostly asymptomatic or low-grade symptoms, and they want to see also now lots of vaccinated people in the hospital or worse before they recommend getting the booster. And, you know, and it's, but I would say, look, if we're seeing this much long haul COVID and breakthrough vaccination right. cases, we don't want to subject people to that as well. So, right. and this kind of, this will come to a head on September 15th when the VRBPAC committee of the FDA meets to right. fully review all the data.
And there have been cases of long hauler COVID in people who are vaccinated. Not as terrible symptoms, but they last a real long time. Dr. Peter Hotez, co-director of the Center for Vaccine Development at Texas Children's Hospital. Thanks as always.
Thank you.